Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It's amazing, though, that the affairs of the heart seem to catch these guys. But, this is a former, he's a lieutenant colonel. She is an extremely good-looking woman. She is a marathon runner. She'd run Ironman triathlons, and so she's running with him, and she's writing a biography. And, who knows? I mean, the man's off in a foreign land, and he's lonely, and here's a good-looking lady throwing herself at him. I mean, he's a man.
There you go. Pat Robertson, pretty much seeming to give David Petraeus a pass on his affair just because he's a man. All right, the Petraeus scandal is where we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This hour brought to you as usual by the First and Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. First Amendment's more important. The Petraeus scandal. Here's host Jack Ricciardi talking to military analyst retired Colonel Ralph Peters about whether he believes Petraeus should have resigned or not as director of the CIA.
Senator Feinstein thinks that General Petraeus did the right thing, the honorable thing in resigning, and that his resignation needed to be accepted in that vein. Do you agree with that?
The director of the CIA is a very special position and very special trust. And I personally, would never set myself up as a moral paragon. I always tell folks, been there, done that, paid the alimony. Few of us are perfect, but in that position, you've got to be perfect. It's about the security of the United States. You can't let yourself be open to blackmail or shame of any kind. And to be honest with you, there is a problem that Dave Petraeus, over the years, set himself up as an exemplar of virtue, a paragon of good behavior, and he was rigorous about enforcing General Order Number 1 in Iraq and Afghanistan, which basically says soldiers and Marines will not have fun of any kind at any point. Now, this affair apparently commenced after Petraeus took off his uniform, and that's as near as we can tell. But, the CIA is every bit as important. So I think a lot of people feel let down by this. And what we're probably going to see now is, sticking to the subject just of Petraeus before I go into the White House role in this, you're going to see the pendulum swing the other way. The liberal media had embraced Dave Petraeus because his counterinsurgency doctrine said, peace and love will rule the world, and if we give the Indians trinkets, they'll invite us to Manhattan. And it hasn't worked. The doctrine failed in Iraq, and it failed in Afghanistan. It's failing terribly in Afghanistan. And so I think now you're going to see the pendulum swing the other way, where after overpraising Petraeus, who's done some very good things and tried hard, now you're going to see over-damnation of Petraeus. Mm-hmm. And this is just where society works. We build people up, and then we tear them down.
Now, the news media does that, as pretty much you all can figure out. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. Email to doug@dougsteffen.com. The overview of the discussion items that are in front of us here for this hour of the countdown show are posted prominently at dougsteffen.com with more information on these various stories. Here is radio host Bob Montgomery with Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about Petraeus testifying before Congress regarding what happened in Benghazi.
You are going to be behind closed doors as part of an intelligence hearing on Benghazi this week. Former CIA Director David Petraeus was supposed to testify, and it looks like right now there's a big question as to whether that may or may not happen. He's no longer the CIA chief. Do you think he should?
Bob, absolutely he should. We lost a terrific person in terms of his intelligence and knowledge for the job. It's just tragic what happened, and of course he has no one to blame but himself. But if we're going to get to the bottom of this whole situation in Benghazi, David Petraeus has to testify. We met yesterday at the closed session with the Intelligence Committee, and we unanimously agreed, Republicans and Democrats, that we have to find a place and a time to meet directly to General Petraeus. He was in charge. He's the one that has been overseeing the collection of the intelligence. If we're going to get straight answers as to what happened in Benghazi, we have to meet with Petraeus, and we have that request in right now.
Is there any evidence at all that you can speak of that shows that perhaps we might be dealing with a femme fatale? If not that, perhaps someone, you know, Paula Broadwell, who was trying to leak secrets to someplace else, at least she had access to information she should not have.
We know she had access to information she should not have. This story is still unfolding. It's something, new revelations come forward every day, but you want to get to the bottom of all this to see what the connection is. But the real first issue is we had four people killed in Libya, including an ambassador. There are a number of unanswered questions. It looks like there's been a deliberate delay in releasing information. We want to get to the bottom of it.
At the end of the day, she mentioned during an impromptu speech at a university that there was a possibility of a secret jail run by the CIA in Benghazi. That might have been the reason for the attack. Anything to that you can speak of?
Well, there's a lot floating around out there, and there are some things I can speak of and some things I can't. But there are a whole number of issues on the table here that have to be addressed. The American people deserve to have this thing fully examined and investigated and get to the bottom of it. They deserve an answer as to exactly what happened. And to the extent that it involved this illicit affair that was going on and perhaps the transfer of classified information and what her role is, that's going to play a part in it.
Don't you love these guys? I can't speak to that, so what does that tell you? 800-510-8255. At a press briefing in the White House yesterday, the president addressed the scandal. The president said he has seen no evidence that the general's extramarital affair harmed national security. And so you take that for what it's worth. During the press conference, no reason to believe there's any classified intelligence exposed. 800-510-8255. That make you feel a little better? And the continuing conversation about whether Petraeus was built up or taken down. He's a man who a lot of people thought very highly of, including some very high ups in both parties trying to figure out whether he should run for the presidency. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255, our continuing conversation about the Petraeus scandal now brings us to television's The View, where the ladies talked about the twists and turns in the affair, including the fact that another general has been brought into this scandal.
Child, the General Petraeus sex scandal keeps growing and getting stranger. Now there's another general involved.
Wow.
30,000 pages of allegedly flirtatious emails. Wow. There's topless photos, custody battles, mental instability. It's so confusing.
This sounds like a movie of the week.
It really does. And the Gawker posted, yes, I'm just going to let them know. The Gawker posted a flow chart to keep up. Say, Barbara, why don't you take us through this?
It just so happens, whoopee, then I have it. Okay, this is a diagram that's going to tell you who is doing what to who.
Players.
So here are the players. So at the top, you see the former director of the CIA, General David Petraeus, as we all know.
It's a different color, Gerald. It's not easy being.
Okay, so wait. So then in pink is the woman who sort of started it all, Paula Broadwell, who had an affair with General Petraeus.
Right.
She was also, by the way, they came to her house and they took all of her records and they found a lot of information, but what they have not pointed out yet is that she was his official archivist, because she was going to write three volumes of not just one, but three.
Okay. Four now.
So she began. Yeah, she's got her own. So she began. So then on the left is Jill Kelly, who is described as an unpaid social liaison in Tampa, Florida. Now what happened? You and Sherry are obsessed with Kardashian. What happened was that Paula Broadwell wrote an email complaining about Kelly being flirtatious, and Kelly then went to the FBI. Are you with me still? Kelly went to the FBI, and that's how the whole thing happened.
The man in the blue.
The man. Now then we have General John Allen, who is the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. He received emails from Jill Kelly. Supposedly they were not. They were sort of flirtatious. Nothing really wrong.
Thousands of emails.
The problem is he is our top U.S. commander in Afghanistan,
you know,
and
everybody.
He has been drawn into this. He didn't really, you know, do anything
it was an
wrong.
Accident,
really
sending emails. Accidental emails. I mean, I don't know. You're sending
emails.
Them.
You're going to be doing
like
nothing
100
in your
emails a day.
Who has time to look at the truth?
Apparently
I can't bother with you now. I'm doing an email.
Right. And so I hit the send button by accident. 2 weeks before his resignation, Petraeus and his biographer attended an event honoring one of General Petraeus' predecessors. It was the last known meeting between the two before the scandal cost him his job. It's amazing how the news media has gone into the Office of Strategic Services for their Society Awards dinner to find out who was in attendance. And then they take credit for it. This was first reported on NBC News, how the two of them spent their last night together. 800-510-8255. We'll be talking about the fiscal cliff in a few minutes here on the countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-TALK connects us. We are on the countdown page, which is focusing today on the fiscal cliff, the so-called fiscal cliff. The president putting forward a big number when it comes to raising revenue ahead of the negotiations. The White House proposing $1.6 trillion in new revenue from letting the Bush tax cuts expire for the top 2% of Americans, closing deduction loopholes, that sort of thing. How is that set with many of you? You've heard the stories about business executives saying they're behind the president. What does that mean? How do you tax more people and still waste as much money as this government does? Anybody dealing with that at all? Most of the television and radio business channels are all about this. David Asman and Liz Klayman here talking to Congressman Ron Paul about what he thinks needs to happen to avoid the problem coming up at the end of the year.
I think everybody would agree that our economy is growing too slowly. The only, even if the president got all of his tax hikes in there, it would only get him $80 billion a year. That sounds like a lot, but compared to a $1 trillion deficit, it is not. That still leaves 92% of the deficit unpaid for year by year. On the other hand, if you grow the economy, you could be talking about hundreds of billions of dollars increased into the amount of money that your treasury gets. So why would he go for the tax increases rather than tax cuts that might stimulate the economy?
He must have a different understanding of economics than you and I have, that raising taxes does not necessarily, you know, produce more revenues, if I even heard it. So I think they come from a different perspective. Keynesians are taught that you raise taxes if you need more money, and just because that ruins the economy and tax collections go down, they don't seem to realize that. But I don't expect a whole lot of beneficial things to happen between now and the beginning of the year. And they're just going to pass the buck on for a little bit longer and worry about the real problems later on. Like you point out, they're barely touching the problem. And even the cuts that they're talking about that would go into effect aren't even real cuts. They're just cuts on proposed increases. So we're not getting anywhere close to talking about the real issue. And the real issue is the country is bankrupt and the economy is too weak to pay for it. And someday we're gonna have to wake up and do some serious changes, like actually cut real spending.
You know, that's an interesting point, because they've done a bunch of studies, of course, recently, because so much of the microscope is focused on this, that even the spending cuts of $100 billion that they're looking at really end up being a wash when you look at the rise in expenses. The rise in expenses and inflation is just going to make the cuts pretty much dead even. So what would get us back into what we had during President Clinton, and that was a surplus?
See, I don't think we can do that any longer, and that's what I talk about when I think we're past that point or over the cliff, that just tinkering around the edges, having the economy stimulated and sort of tied us over, because I think we're past that point. I think it's much more major. It has to be structural. It has to be philosophic. We have to change our foreign policy. We have to change our monetary policy. We have to change our entitlement system. We have to admit that we don't have $222 trillion for the entitlement system, and we're nowhere close to even talking about that. We're talking about, you know, $80 billion cut here and there. So that's why I think we'll just postpone the inevitable until a much bigger crisis comes, and that could come any time, but it'll probably come next year or so, and then we will be forced to do it because people will start rejecting the money, and interest rates will crop up, and they'll quit buying our debt, and there will be no other choice but for us to face up to the reality that we're broke.
There's Ron Paul with the pretty sobering and, in my opinion, excellent aftermath overview of where we are now. And the thing that nobody's talking about is who's responsible. Not that it makes any sense to point the finger of blame, but the people who are trying to figure out how to fix this are the ones who are responsible for the problem in the first place. You think they're going to point the finger at themselves and say, you did a bad job? No, they're going to continue to play their games. And these people, the leaders of these various businesses who said, we'll do whatever it takes. Come on, folks. 28 past the hour.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Tees at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Top 10 is a weekend production of the Countdown. In 3 hours, we go through the top 10 items from the ResearchTalkers.com. During the week, we take a couple, three of these, depending on how much time we have, and your input, too, frankly, at 800-510-8255. Second half hour focused on the so-called fiscal cliff and the discussion about secession. It's been actually, that's been kind of fun. The fiscal cliff discussion is not fun. Corporate America raising the volume of its plea that the U.S. government avert the fiscal cliff that could send the nation into recession. The panic button has not been pushed. A lot of heated discussion, however, at the business roundtable. A lot of people that run a lot of big companies, Honeywell, Xerox, UPS, meeting with lawmakers to underscore what all of this means. You got to, when you look at the Congressional Budget Office numbers, the economy goes backwards next year without some kind of budget cut or spending cut. So what does that tell you? What about your own reality? Those of you running businesses who, after Mr. Obama was reelected, laid people off, that's not going to do the economy any good. It's not going to do anybody any good. But there's so much persistence and ego involved in all of this stuff. It's hard to get something done. After elections, there's always this routine. Well, we're going to work together. You hear the same rhetoric and garbage all the time, and then, again, nothing happens. You want to be optimistic? Think about having people figure out what the government's doing that it ought not to be doing and stop spending money on that sort of thing. Isn't that it, really? 800, and who decides on what's that's the $64 question. How and who decides on what gets cut? Here are our hosts, Elizabeth Hess and Dave Gentry, talking to Senator Dick Durbin about, he's from Illinois, about both parties working together to get something done.
John Boehner has come out and said initially that it was going to be very tough to get anything through, and now all you hear are the two most overspoken words right now, which are fiscal and cliff. So how are the two parties going to work together as we approach January and their threats of income tax increases and all that?
One of my buddies from high school called and said, I'm going to name my next child fiscal cliff. He said, that's all I hear.
I know.
So here's where we are. We decided, Democrats and Republicans agreed to vote for the fiscal cliff. And it was supposed to be so terrible that we'd never reach it. The super committee was supposed to step up and find a solution because the fiscal cliff was so worrisome and dangerous, and they failed. And now the cliff is coming. It's more of a steep slope than a cliff, but it is serious. And if we did nothing about it, it could plunge us back into a recession, which is all the reason for both parties and the president to sit down and get serious. And let me just say to the listeners, and that means talking about things politicians would rather not talk about, like taxes, entitlement programs, spending programs. But let's get serious. We cannot continue to borrow 40 cents for every dollar we spend, whether it's for the military or for food stamps. It just can't be done. We've got to reach a point where we reduce this deficit, and it means everybody except the poorest of the poor is going to have to pitch in, roll up their sleeves, and say, okay, let's do it together and get it done right. When I look at the mess in Springfield on pensions, I think we can't let ourselves reach that point where there's no place to turn. We've got to make decisions today that solve these problems.
Well, if you're living in the state of Illinois right now, whether you look at state government or federal government, it just doesn't look very rosy right now.
Well, it reflects an economy that went sour, where we had all of these tremendous investment profits and opportunities that went away, and people lost, at least for a number of years, the value of their savings. I mean, all of this was pretty sobering, and it had dramatic impacts on the growth of our economy as well as pension systems in our state. And now we've got to come to grips with it. We can do this. We honestly can do it in a fair-minded way. We've got to understand, take the pension system. If a person is on a pension right now, for goodness sakes, you can't come and say, changing the rules. You know, you may be in your 80s and living under a pension you thought that you had earned over a lifetime. We're going to change that. You've got to be more sensitive to those realities. And when it comes to the federal level, let's take a look at these programs. There are things that are growing so darn fast that we just have to come to grips with them. Health care, the most important one. 70% of our future debt is related to increasing health care costs. So when we talk about bringing everybody into an insured position so that everybody is a player and you don't have so much charity care, it really is in the best interest of our deficit.
800-510-8255. Dick Durbin, one of the most partisan of the Democrats in the Senate, he says the super committee failed. It did not fail. The failure has been on the part of Congress to heed their advice. Their plan was excellent. They didn't fail at all. You failed. You people failed. 800-510-TALK. Here's talk host Jimmy Cefalo with Ed Schultz. They talk about the political fighting regarding this. I remember Schultz is on the left.
This thing is, you know, I thought maybe we'd be able to put politics aside for a little bit for the good of the country for a couple of months, but we can't. I mean, does it matter if the revenue comes from one source or another as long as we have it? They're all afraid to say tax increase. All they want to say is revenue enhancement. They think we're stupid.
Well, you know, Paul Ryan tweeting out that you can increase revenues without having to raise tax rates. I mean, he just doesn't get it. The fact is, the wealthiest Americans are going to see their taxes go up. We had an election. President Obama won the debate. He won Florida. It's an electoral mandate. He won the popular vote. And the Democrats now have to go in and negotiate just like they won the election and make sure that the Bush tax cuts expire on the wealthiest Americans and begin that revenue stream into the Treasury. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, what happens if we take an idea, and just he did lose the election, I get that part, but sometimes you can get some good ideas even from people who lose elections. And that is, you would accomplish the same if you would limit the amount of deductions that a higher-end individual would receive.
Well, that's exactly what the president is saying. The president is saying that, you know, you shouldn't have a write-off on your jet.
Right.
The president is saying that, you know, we got to get revenue from a number of different avenues. But the Republicans have never identified any of these loopholes.
Well, there's...
And so we're not talking about loopholes for the middle class like their mortgage deduction.
Right.
We're talking about loopholes for the wealthiest Americans that dodge paying the taxes. That's where they got to close it.
Ed has a private plane, by the way, these days. Anyway, Ed and I are friends. I like him a lot. He's playing the party line, or speaking to the base, as it were. The fact that the tax cuts expire wealthy Americans, it's garbage talk. Garbage in, garbage out. The amount of money we're talking about is infinitesimal. I don't have a plane, so it doesn't make any difference. Limbaugh's got one, so he writes it off as a business expense. Should companies and people who have them be able to write them off as a business expense? Depends on how they use them, much as anything else. There are all kinds of, you know it and I know it. Anybody who's in business knows there are abuses that can be taken advantage of in the tax code. But this is nickels and dimes, folks. This is pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. This is not serious money. The serious money is in the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. I will continue to follow that mantra as long as I'm able to speak, because the reality is there is billions, trillions of dollars in waste in the military alone. The budget, according to the Congressional Budget Office, could be $460 billion if you cut out the fraud, the waste, the abuse, and have the same kind of protection, whether you want more ships or you want guns and bayonets or whatever you want. Imagine that. That's $240 billion they admit to wasting every year. They can't even find billions and billions of dollars in the Pentagon budget. They don't know where it goes. So why are we talking about this? This other stuff is a ruse for entertainment purposes only and is an affront to anybody who's got a brain. Anybody who thinks charging people more is going to fix the problem is crazy, because it isn't. If everybody paid 100% in taxes, it wouldn't make any difference. Until you get rid of all of that waste and corruption, you're going to have no fix to this problem, no serious, real intention, and nobody's going to be taken seriously unless they deal with that, unless all of you are asleep, and I guess some of you are, given the results of the election. 800-510-8255. So your call's up next on the so-called fiscal cliff here on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I have a story to tell you. The other morning, I forgot to set the alarm, and Carol, my wife, usually takes about 45 minutes to get ready for work. And I forgot to set the alarm, and she only had 15 minutes by the time the buzzer went off. Obviously, she was very angry with me when she found out what I did. But there was a very important lesson that was learned. What she normally takes 45 minutes to do, she actually got done in 15 minutes. She got fully dressed, fully showered, and as a matter of fact, when she went to work, nobody knew that she got it all accomplished in 15 minutes. She reacted to a situation. We all do the same thing. We never thought we could condense something that takes us 45 minutes into 15 minutes. What else in our life can we condense? What else in our life can we change? Think about it, change it. Don't wait to be alarmed. Get it done before time runs out. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get some of your calls on here regarding the so-called fiscal cliff, what you think the realities are. Here's Roy in Kentucky to get things started.
During this administration, there are a couple of factory jobs shut down, and there are a couple of people I work with at a restaurant. Five of them been laid off because of taxes. Now, I don't know how taxes is going to be. Is it going to be on our checks every 2 weeks or every week, or how high our tax is going to be for individuals that work out here in this country? Is it going to shut more jobs down, or is it going to create more jobs? The wealthy's going to get taxed, but what about other people, individuals that work every day? And I just think that if we're going to keep getting higher taxes, more jobs going to be lost, and it's just, you know, it's terrible.
I've already seen that happen, sir. 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Next is Matt in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
You know, in order for us to solve this problem, both sides are going to have to experience a pretty significant amount of political pain. Now, from my side, I am left of center, so I clearly would like to see taxes go up on the wealthy. But at the same time, you know, being from Chicago, I remember when the Simpson-Bowles report came out and Congresswoman Schakowsky, her first thing was, oh, no, this is horrible, and there's no way that I'm going to vote for this. And I didn't think that that was right either. Clearly, we're going to have to do something about Medicare. I'm not in favor of the Ryan plan, but, you know, my overall point is, and unfortunately we haven't seen this in the past few years, I see this coming more from the right than from my side, but the overall thing is that both sides are going to have to be willing to take on a significant amount of pain. And I hope that the willingness is there in order to make the grand bargain, as they say.
Bargain on what level? Betty Jane is in Connecticut with a focus on the tax cuts.
It's very tedious for me, and I know a lot of people, to keep hearing political rhetoric because you can't trust it for its validity or facts. However, finally, and not only that, but even the news, there's an over and over response or remarks about kick the can. This has been going on for what, 12, 14, 24 months. Kick the can, fiscal cliff, yada, 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 yada. Nothing changes, except I heard one thing, and that's finally the president got some leverage when he said, I just stopped the cuts. This is the leverage that could bring everybody together. Stop the tax cuts. And it's not that I don't want to think of them as an increase. We're just going to stop the cuts in an environment where it's absolutely an essential. I have no children, so maybe I won't feel it that much, but I'm ready to pay my fair share.
You're so foolish, madam. Why would you? What does that mean, you're willing to pay your fair share for them to waste it? Well, what kind of thinking is this? Here's Howie in South Dakota.
In our weakened economy at this point, if we did slide off the fiscal cliff, would we kind of go past a recession and maybe hit depression? I was wondering if we could stop it at a recession. You know, in this area that we're in, we don't have too many people that are above that $250,000 a year. I mean, we'd have to reach to get the middle class. So it would hurt us pretty good.
Well, interesting. In South Dakota, North Dakota, it's boomtown. The oil business and the coal business there. I'm not sure the perspective is as we'd like to have the whole country like that. But back again to a reality check here on the angry rhetoric that started already on the Hill. More from the government side of things on the countdown. Secession from the Union.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And one of the breakout stories this week on the countdown from conversation point of view is the discussion of secession and how many people looking at the Obama election want out of the union. This isn't just some little silly story. This has taken over in about half the states in the country where tens of thousands of people have signed petitions to, I've been saying Petraeus too much, petitions to secede from the union. That is a petition that goes to the White House, to the president, to ask for an opt-out. Here's Brian Williams. I'm sorry, that's right. Here we are with Mike Broomhead. There we go. And Andrew Babinski, talk radio host, talking about the growing number of petitions on the White House website to do this.
Texas is over the limit. They're past 25,000, well over it, probably close to 100,000, I'm guessing. Florida's passed the threshold. A bunch of other states have passed the threshold of 25,000, which is an arbitrary number that was thrown up there by the White House. They put this web page up called petitions.whitehouse.gov, where you could start any petition you wanted, as if somehow the President of the United States was checking this, like most people do their Facebook page to see if people like you. That's really what it is. This is kind of a like thing. Like, they want to know that you're paying attention. So they put up this petitions website where you can petition the White House to do just about anything. As a matter of fact, there's now a petition up there to renounce or revoke the citizenship of anybody who signs the petition to secede from the Union.
There's another one, Mike?
Yeah.
That says, keep the United States united.
Oh, And how many people have signed that?
It just a few hours ago, so it's at 2,300.
Okay. All right. Reacting in anger is not usually the right thing to do. You know when they say write down your feelings? You know, write that email you want to send the boss, but never, ever, ever send it. You know that? Write your feelings down, but never send it. You know that stuff? You know what they're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of... You know, kind of like those emails that that general now is wishing he had never hit send on. You know, put your thoughts about that woman down in an email, but never hit send. You know, one of those things. But what we do, reacting in anger. People are angry. People are angry and scared. Those are two dangerous emotions to have. Angry and scared. Legitimate emotions. Don't react out of fear and anger. You can't. It's not wise.
That's pretty good advice. Very good advice, in fact. Here is Talk Host Michael Berry with a focus on those who are pushing for secession.
First of all, short of a war, Texas is not going to secede. Secondly, the reason I don't engage in the whole secessionist movement conversation when it's otherwise harmless is... because these folks didn't start the day after the election. They distracted a lot of resources during the election. There always have to be those who say, I don't like Obama. Well, we don't either. I really, really don't like him. We don't either. We're going to vote him out. No, I don't like him so much. I'm going to distract everybody where he'll get reelected. How about that? And... I mean, yeah, if you want to have that conversation, I mean, it's the coast to coast of political conversations. I'm an American. I love this country. I don't want to be separated from Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi and Arkansas. I don't want to be separated from Arizona or Kansas. And as much as I despise the people of Detroit and Chicago, that's my country. That's the heritage of this country. That's a valuable heritage of this country. Our men served in our military for over 200 years, creating and defending this country, not this state. And let me tell you what I have a problem with. There is a residue when you scratch the surface and you really start digging down and getting to it. There is a residue of people who think that you can walk away from a problem. There is that core of people who believe that if you just keep walking away from problems, you don't have to deal with them. We have some serious systemic problems in this country, and we're going to have to address them in broad daylight on Main Street at noon. And we're going to be called nasty names, and we're going to be insulted, and we're going to be sued. And we may lose our jobs, and we're going to have problems over it. Because they're going to fight us. But I am not going to walk away from it. And I do not personally believe that secession is the answer to our problems.
What is the answer to our problems? Something that will be continually discussed here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, and produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.